Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli police say a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into a group of Israeli soldiers Sunday, killing four of them and injuring another 15. Authorities said the soldiers were getting off a bus at the Arman Hanatziv Promenade, overlooking the walled Old City of Jerusalem, when the truck veered off course and smashed into the group. A Hamas spokesman offered blessings to the attacker and accused the Israelis of committing crimes against the Palestinians. Authorities said they shot the attacker to death. Palestinian authorities identified him as a resident of East Jerusalem. Syrian state media say a car bomb in a government-held area outside the capital Damascus has killed at least five people and wounded 15. The incident occurred near Sassa. The Fatah al-Sham front claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in the capital, Baghdad. In one attack, the bomber set off his explosive Sunday at the entrance to a market in a mainly Shiite district. Another blast in Baghdad killed at least seven people. Iranian state television has announced the death of former president and leading reformer Akbar Hafshemi Rafsanjani. The 82-year-old Rafsanjani had been suffering from heart ailments. He died Sunday at a hospital north of Tehran. Rafsanjani's presidency saw the country seeking to rebuild its economy from the ruinous war with Iraq. It also marked a series of cautious reforms, which saw wider freedoms emerge, particularly in the country's tightly controlled media. This is VOA News.